Now D-U-Z Does brings you The Goldbergs.
You? Does everybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Say, Mr. Collier, I have a BD story for you.
BD? Before Does?
Yes, back in the days when I didn't know Does does everything.
Before you found this new kind of soap is best.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, BD, before Does, I was ready to give up. You see, I'd just been married, and I wanted to be a model housekeeper. Well, every wash day, I worked like a dog over my linens, trying to get them white. And Jim's work clothes, oh, they were the limit. My own colored rayons got sadder every wash.
No wonder you were ready to give up BD before Does. But now you've got the soap that's best, because D-U-Z does everything in your wash. It gives you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten cleaning power for dirty work clothes, and greater safety for those nice colors.
I'll say, you ought to see my towels, A.D., after dozing. Even my mother-in-law raves about how white they are.
There's no whiter wash to be had from any soap. How about those work clothes, A.D., after dozing?
Clean as rain. I'm all through with hard scrubbing.
There's no easier soap than Does for getting work clothes clean.
And my rayon undies look brighter after dozing.
Sure, colors get extra safety with Does. You know, ladies, Does really does best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps prove it. This new kind of soap has the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety for colors. So be a lady who does.
Does everything.
Now Does invite you to visit the Goldbergs. A little caution can go a long way, but over-caution can obscure the truth. So Molly has just deduced after the conversation she had last night with Bruce Hanley, a conversation which dealt solely with Elizabeth Neal. When Molly first discovered that Elizabeth and Edward Reynolds had gone together for years and then Reynolds suddenly proposed to Teresa, Molly believed Elizabeth's interest in her candidacy for village council was motivated by a desire for revenge on Edward Reynolds. But Bruce Hanley changed Molly's mind after he had talked with Elizabeth yesterday afternoon, and she told him that Reynolds must be defeated for the good of Lastonbury. I want to see him defeated, but not ruined, is the way she put it. Well, Bruce convinced Molly of Elizabeth's unselfish interest in the election, but left Molly deeply worried about what Elizabeth knows concerning Reynolds. Listen.
What are you doing, Ma?
Ironing my dress for the meet. So many things, and not one thought has a period. All question marks. With no answers.
That's because you don't share your thoughts with me.
You think you're old enough and wise enough to have the answers already?
Maybe. Didn't Bruce Hanley tell you a few things?
Not so much.
What?
Nothing, only he knows Elizabeth Neal nearly his whole lifetime.
About 20 years, and they were supposed to be married.
Hmm?
And everybody in Lastonbury thought they would be
what?
Until he started taking Teresa Fernandez out. And now they don't know what...
Yeah, how do you know all that?
I heard him tell you.
Oh, where were you that you could hear?
Inside.
Is it nice to be an eavesdropper?
I wasn't eavesdropping.
How do you say the word?
Eavesdropping.
And I said?
Eardropper.
Oh, fine councilwoman I'll make with my vocabulary, huh?
You're eyeing that sleeve, Ma.
Well, I did. Well, that's right. And what else did you hear?
Everything that Bruce said.
Yeah, then you know what I'm thinking about is important, huh?
If Elizabeth Neal wants Mr. Reynolds defeated, Ma, for the good of Lastonbury...
Well, then there's more than just that she's jealous of Teresa Fernandez,
yes, Ma,
huh?
But...
And I'm just as sorry for Teresa Fernandez as I am for Elizabeth Neal.
Be sorry for Lastonbury, Ma.
Well, at the moment, I'm thinking of a young child like Teresa marrying a man twice a year like Mr. Reynolds.
But if she loves him, Ma, then...
Oh, he could be her father.
Age doesn't make any difference to love.
I know, but it makes a difference in other ways.
If two people love each other, the other ways can't count.
You talk about love, Rosie, like it was a single thing. that someone could have the way you have a house or a car. Love is not like that, Rosalie. Love is like every important thing in the world. It's a million things at once, different for each person.
We're not talking about that, Ma. I say that just the difference in age between Teresa and Mr.
And
Reynolds...
And I say that that difference is a difference. Take you and me, for instance, Rosalie. Who do I love more than I love you? Is there a greater affection and love than between parents and children? And yet, Rosalie, when it comes to...
What you're going to say, Ma. There's no barrier as great as the barrier between generations.
Yes, and that's age. The parent speaks and talks and feels from a world that's on its way out. And the child speaks from a world that wasn't born yet.
But we're not talking about parents and children, Ma.
We're talking about age, Rosalie, not. And age keeps people apart, Rosalie. That's what I'm saying. And you can't fight it because age hasn't got a heart. It only has time. Take it, Rosalie, yes?
All right.
I don't want to burn my dress. The iron is hot.
I'll answer it. Hello? Yes?
Who?
Yes, Seymour.
If it's about the meeting, then be non-consequential.
Oh. Well, just a minute.
What is it?
Ma, Seymour's at the post office.
So tell him to bring my mail.
Well, that's what he's doing, Ma, but there's a special delivery letter for Mike.
So tell him to bring it.
But Mike has to sign for it.
Oh, all right.
Hello. Well, thank you, Seymour. I'll see you at the meeting.
Be non-consequential about the meeting.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe.
What maybe?
Bye.
What maybe?
Ma, there's a special delivery letter for Mike from Elsie.
So you want to walk up to the post office and get the letter, doesn't it?
But Mike has to sign for it,
Ma. Oh, so?
You want to call Mike and tell him?
How can I get Mike on the telephone? These are his working hours,
Ma. Well, call the Reynolds Estate and ask for Mike Hilton.
So who should I call? Should I call Mr. Fernandez, the caretaker's house?
I don't know.
Well, here, take mine iron.
What are you going to do?
I'll call the Reynolds Estate and I'll see if they'll connect me.
I think that's right, Ma, because I'm sure they'll connect you.
Oh, Mr. Reynolds,
excuse me, Mike.
Sure.
Hello?
Hello. Hello, Mr. Reynolds. Would you mind if I spoke to Mr. Mike Hilton, please? I was connected to the main house. Mr. Fernandez said Mike was in the big house.
Just a minute, please.
Yes.
This is for you, Mike.
Gee, thanks. Thanks, Mr. Reynolds.
I think it's Mrs. Goldberg.
Thanks. Hello?
Hello, Mike?
Yeah. Anything wrong?
No, Mike. Only there's a special delivery letter for you from Elsie, and I thought if on your way home you would drop in.
Gosh. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
No, don't mention it.
Thanks.
That's all right, Mike.
See you later.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, boy. There's a special delivery letter for me from Elsie.
Sit down, Mike. I didn't know that you were getting married. Men who live by their wits as you did usually don't sink roots.
You mean that we'd always be pulling them up before they'd had a chance to sprout, huh? No, Elsie's different. Just like my whole life's different than it used to be. Elsie's made of the real stuff, Mr. Reynolds.
Are you sure of that?
Sure as rain. When it comes to picking women, I sort of got the advantage over some of the other guys who've been married to... Because I've lived single and, well, that has something to be said for it.
Pro and con.
Right, Mr. Reynolds. Looking on the pro side, there's the advantage of being free. Free to do what you want, go where you want. Free not to be tied down. It sort of gave me a perspective on all dames.
Well, what about the negative side of being single?
That's what I'm getting to. It wasn't until I met Elsie Warren.
When are you getting married, Mike?
Just as soon as I can convince Elsie that I can walk the straight and narrow.
Oh, so you consider me straight and narrow.
Nah, you know what I mean.
Oh, of course.
I don't get Elsie wrong, Mr. Reynolds. She's not the kind of a dame who has one eye full of love for you and the other eye full of plans about how to make a new man of you in 21 easy lessons. No, not Elsie. But I've seen dames like that.
Now, what's your solution to a meddling woman, Mike?
Marry her.
Oh, now, there must be an easier way than that, Mike.
Not if you want to be happy ever after.
Oh, there it goes again. Wish I had the fellow who invented the telephone.
You mean Don Amici?
Excuse me, Mike.
Sure.
Hello? Oh, hello, dear. Yeah. No, not at all, dear. Just chatting with a friend. Where are you now, Teresa?
Say, maybe I better vamoose, Mr. Reynolds.
Just a moment, dear. Not at all, Mike. Stay a while, won't you?
Okay, if you say so.
Hello? Yes, that's right, dear. The usual time? Fine, Teresa. See you later. Thanks for staying, Mike. You know, I really enjoy chatting with you.
Likewise.
And I'd consider it a personal compliment, Mike, if you just forgot you were my employee when we sit around like this. You see, I've been around a great deal, traveled, seen things.
Sure.
So have you. Yeah. That's refreshing to get your viewpoint on a lot of things. After all, Lastonbury is a small town.
No matter how you slice it, huh?
Right. And now that we've more or less broken the ice, Mike, I'm going to ask you a hypothetical question.
Oh, you mean like A plus B equals X, huh?
Yeah, pretty much so, Mike. What's your opinion about a man of, well, let's say 40, marrying a girl of about 19? Hmm?
Oh, well, that's a little too hypo for me, Mr. Reynolds. I mean, well, every situation's different, but particularly human ones. It all depends, I'd say.
Depends on what, Mike?
Well, depends on who A is and who B is. That'll make a difference to what X adds up to.
You mean it's up to the people involved whether a marriage like that'll work out?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Where'd you say that fella Don Amici lives? Hello? Yes? Oh. Yes, this is Ed Elizabeth. That's right. When I have anything to say, I'll get in touch with you, Elizabeth. Until then, our previous conversation still holds. That's right. Goodbye.
Well, I think I better... maybe Fernandez is...
Here's another hypothetical case for you, Mike. Man's planning to get married and starting a new career at the same time, more or less.
Yeah.
There's a meddling woman on the scene that changes the equation from A plus B to A plus B plus C. What do you do with C, Mike?
Well, I'd say that C ain't a letter easy to rub out, Mr. Reynolds. Not easy at all.
Now, I admit I'm a fellow who doesn't know all the answers, but you can't stump me on Does. I know Does is best. It does everything in your wash. What's more, this new kind of soap does everything in the dishpan, too. I mean it. Just tell me what you look for in a soap for dishwashing. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done? Speedy action on grease? Extra kindness to your hands? Well, Does gives you everything. Suds? Why, this new kind of soap bounces up into suds the instant water strikes it. Stacks of suds that really keep standing up, too, so you're not forever adding soap. Tough grease? Why, Does whips through it at top speed. There's no hard scouring with Does. It's a regular whirlwind on your frying pans. Yet when it comes to better care for your hands, Does, it's kinder to hands than any other leading wash day soap. Does leaves your hands feeling wonderfully soft. You see, when I say Does your dishes, I've got all the right answers. In the dishpan, too, does everything. Well, for some reason known only to Mr. Reynolds, Mike seems to have struck his fancy. It's true that Mike can be very entertaining, but is there something more behind Edward Reynolds' chummy discussion with Mike than is apparent? Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. More than ever, our government needs used fat. More than ever, you need red points. Save used fat. Get 2 points per pound.